the Jews are going to mop the floor with us, you know, partially, and I've done shows about this before, because of the absolutely ingrained sexual hysteria. You know, the United States is sexually uptight as maybe Iran is, you know. So the sort of Christianized, Judeo-Christian, you know, Jewish-controlled Christian, let's say, because that's the whole point of demonizing sexuality. That's why the Jews took over Christianity at various times in history, and they completely own it, and they control it now. Yeah. Jews purchased Christianity. They own it. Christianity is the plate tool for the Jew. Christianity is the property of the Jew. Yeah? And throughout history, they've done that. And the reason why they've made Christianity the most sex-hating religion in the world, the most sexually uptight, is so that we just don't reproduce. We don't have a good time. That we have such a really negative view on sex. And then all the Christians go, no, Jesus wants you to have sex as long as it's in wedlock. I'm sure Jesus said that. Probably did somewhere, I suppose. Said the Jew. Said the Jewish-controlled Christianity. It's a property of Jews. Owned and operated. They should just sell... They should trade Christianity on and BlackRock. They should have an ETF, an exchange-traded fund. And then let the Gulf states compete with ownership with the Jews. And then they could determine what you're into. Well, you can't compete with the Schofield and Darby Bibles that transformed Christianity from... they're scraping it's a big snowstorm, and they're scraping out there. That's transformed Christianity from what basically was, you know, do unto others. Yeah, the golden rule really was the practice, the daily practice of Christianity, and they transformed it into fire and brimstone and, you know, premillennial dispensationalism and all that. Which means basically it's a real estate deal for Jews. Over they have Jerusalem, and then they gotta destroy the Dome of the Rock, and then they build the third temple. And of course, there was never any temple number one or two. That didn't exist. That's just fiction, like most of the Jewish ancient history. But you know, now we live in this sexually hysterical, uptight Christianity where you get normal people that are supposed to be like liberally minded and stuff. And, you know, I don't even have the answers on all this stuff, but I do know that Christianity got sex wrong. Let's say this. But, you know, you just get people that have just been so brainwashed, you know, that if there's any reference to something sexual or anything, they get all uptight, you know. I see. And then it gets to the point where, you know, the Jews told the Christians to jack that age of consent up. When I grew up, it was when I came into this world, the age of consent in New York was 16 years old. That's even older than it is in like Germany and other places in Europe and so forth. I don't know what the age, it's very much lower there. Okay. But now they wanted to look, if the Jewish-controlled Christians had their way, the age of consent would be 35, right? Or 40, or 50, they'd make it. Yeah, so nobody has sex, right? So, and then it gets to the point where you have these Jeffrey Epstein operations pop up, and then you see everybody in the ruling class signaling all the pedocentricity of the U.S. government to the point where the fucking guy who's now in charge of the guy who used to fuck Erica Kirk, the guy who used to fucking hammer her. Now, on the inside of his lip, he's got the word pizza. Oh, yeah, says Google. Oh, it doesn't have any reference to the discredited and baseless claims that there's code words among the elite for sex with kids. Yeah. Yeah, no, he just likes pizza. That's what Google tell you.
Yeah.
They get so bad that they end up running international child trafficking rings and stuff. And then it gets to the point where you have people like the kid, oh my God, I'm so terrible with this kid's name. The one that's making all the noise now, Fuentes, Nick Fuentes. And he's going around saying, Giuseppe Epstein, you know, is cool as fuck. That's, you know, and he's signaling to the power elite, I'm on Team Jew now. I'm on Team Power. That's how you get on to Team Power. Yeah. Nick Fuentes, when they see that, when they see him coming out and saying that Epstein's operation was fucking cool as hell, he's going to get invited into the club, regardless of his whether or not you actually think that's legitimate criticisms of Jews or not. Helen said all along that he was fed. Everybody else says he's fed. I was the only one. I was the last one. I thought he was fed until I saw him pushing on the Jew hard, but now I'm pretty convinced he's a fed. That's how you get into Club Fed. Club Ped. Eh? Club Ped. So the Jews are going to win. I'm not saying that's very healthy, what they're doing. The child trafficking is not a good idea. Very bad. But in general, the Jews have a much healthier view towards human sexuality than that the absolute hysterical, absolutely uptight, so wired tight Christians. It's such a hypocrisy. The Christianized view of sex is the most retarded view of sex. And then, well, wait a second. The Fuentes kid, he's supposed to be uptight sexually because, you know, he's Christian, right? So we're told that means you're supposed to hate sexuality, right? Well, he hates sexuality with women. Maybe he likes it with kids. Maybe that's why they're going to invite him. You'll see Nick Fuentes in charge of child welfare over at Davos at the next World Economic Forum. Good luck.